Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. I'd like to welcome everyone back to another session of Du'as from the Quran. Again, in this series, we'll be looking at different du'as that occur in the Quran, and we'll be trying to derive some lessons from the du'as and what we can learn and hopefully incorporate into our own du'as as well. So just before we begin, this du'a series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance and provided clean water to families all across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they'll continue their effort with the support of people like you. To join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, please visit pausa.org. Again, that's pausa.org/qalam. SubhanAllah, there's so much happening in the world. There's the devastation in India with the COVID emergency that Penny Appeal is on the ground working there as well. So please visit their website, pausa.org, and consider them as one of the organizations that you are supporting during these blessed days, inshallah. Today, inshallah, we're going to be looking at a dua from Surah An-Naml. Again, Surah An-Naml is titled the Surah of the Ant, and mainly because of this incident, which the dua is tied to. So before we begin, just a little bit of background. This dua is made by Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the Quran, Allah tells us in many places the blessings that he has given to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he, as we see in this surah, just a few ayahs before the dua, in ayah number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُزَعُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered for Sulaiman alayhi salam forces of jinn, humans, and birds, and they were all perfectly organized. And, he had this huge army that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. We also know from other narrations and other places in the Quran that Sulaiman alayhi salam was given power and control over the wind. And he could also understand, as we gather from this ayah that we're going to look at, that he could understand certain animals. So he could understand and comprehend the speech of the ants, as is mentioned in the next ayah. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, again, the incident goes that he has this huge army that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, army of jinn, humans, and birds, a massive army, all perfectly organized. You can imagine like in perfect rows marching forward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And when they, again, the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam, came across a valley of ants, And one of the ants warned the rest of the ants and said, "Oh, ants, go quickly into your homes so Suleiman and his armies do not crush you unknowingly." Right. So we're being given this exchange between ants, which is so interesting and so powerful when you think about it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is telling us about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that understands every single one of his creations and is fully aware and has complete knowledge of every single one of his creations. This is something that we sometimes don't focus on because we only think about ourselves. And we think about what we need and what we desire and what we're trying to, you know, do. We don't think about our impact on the world around us. We don't think about our impact on the creation around us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a reminder for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, is the one that created every single thing for us, and it created every single thing around us. So this is a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing in the Quran an exchange between ants. And then what's beautiful is in the next ayah is where we get the dua, is that now Sulaiman alayhi salam, he hears this exchange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the ability to hear this exchange. He understands this, and he hears an ant warning the other ants to go back to find shelter so that Sulaiman, with his huge army, Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he doesn't crush you, again, without realizing or knowing. So the next ayah, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَحِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiles in amusement at her words, again, the words of the ant, and then he says. So this is very interesting because to me, it's such a real scenario. You can imagine Sulaiman alayhi salam has this huge army, he's marching, and then because of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, he's able to hear this exchange between ants. And imagine his just awe, right? His absolute awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is able to understand these tiny creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to understand their concern. He's able to understand this fear that they have of Sulaiman alayhi salam, you know, his army kind of crushing them unknowingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with the ability to understand them. And he's kind of, he's experiencing the joy of that blessing of Allah, right? He's reminded of this huge favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And that's caused him to smile and to kind of have an expression of joy, right? And that's really interesting because we're going to see what it leads to, right? When we truly experience and we truly feel the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're being taught through this dua, what is the first thing that we should do? And we see that now Sulaiman alayhi salam, he makes dua and he says to Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. He says that, oh Allah, my Lord, again, Rabbi, we've seen this word many times, my sustainer, the one who has been nourishing me and continues to nourish me and sustain me. Oh Allah, inspire me to always be thankful for your favors. So it's so interesting. He doesn't just say, oh Allah, I'm grateful to you for my favors, but it's almost like the next step. It's one thing to experience huge blessings of Allah and say alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's another thing to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then realize that even that ability to show gratitude, even that ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and be grateful for them is in and of itself a blessing of Allah. And to then recognize and say, oh Allah, please continue to give me that huge blessing of gratitude. That even gratitude, even expressing my thanks to you, oh Allah, recognizing your favors and expressing my thanks to you, O Allah, that in and of itself is such a huge blessing. O Allah, keep inspiring me to do that. Keep pushing me to do that. Right? It's such a profound thing because think about it like this. Not everyone is thankful, or not everyone can be thankful in a way that is that leads to greater contentment, that leads to greater happiness, right? And this is very interesting to me in the light of, you know, more and more now, hopefully, inshallah, because of people becoming more and more educated, but we see mental health concerns all around us. And a lot of times you see people say things like, just be grateful and you'll feel better, just be grateful and things will get better. But we see very clearly that it's not that simple. It's not just that everyone can just be grateful all the time and everyone can just experience the fruits and the benefits of gratitude if there's some other underlying problem. And it's almost like this is a beautiful indication that even the ability to be grateful in a way that is beneficial to you, in a way that leads you to greater contentment and satisfaction and happiness, is in and of itself a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that everyone is able to do. Only those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored are able to do that, right? And the other thing we're seeing in light of the context of Sulaiman alayhi salam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just mentioned these huge favors that he's given Sulaiman alayhi salam. And you can imagine that the weight of all of those favors have now led him to this expression of gratitude. And it's a recognition that the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with, the more you increase, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you, it's that much more important to be grateful. Because as you increase, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with more and more, if you don't increase in gratitude, all of those blessings can lead to arrogance. They can lead to ingratitude. You can start thinking that you have everything because of your own achievement, because of your effort, because of your skills. You start taking credit for everything and you start forgetting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has given you everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that blessed you with talent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that blessed you with ability. These things are God-given. These are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. These are not things that you were born with or that you necessarily deserve, but these are blessings of Allah. So he's recognizing that as he's been given these huge blessings of Allah, these huge armies, the ability to control the winds, understand animals, have jinn under his control, have the birds under his control, all of these blessings, that if he's not grateful, that it could lead to a very problematic outcome. So as we grow in our blessings, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah also increases us in gratitude. That we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us with more and more favor. And also with that favor, gives us the ability to show gratitude to him as he deserves. Again, that's just the beginning of the dua. And he continues, and this expression of gratitude is, he says, inspire me to always be thankful for your favors, which you have blessed me and my parents with. So you can imagine this expression of gratitude is so huge, because he's not just saying, I'm grateful for what you've given me, O Allah, but you also bless my parents before me. I'm grateful for this huge amalgamation of blessings that he's now becoming aware of. And he's expressing with his whole being gratitude for all of these things. And then he says, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And then he says, also, O Allah, bless me and inspire me and push me to do good deeds that are pleasing to you. Again, he's now asking for more favors. First, he's grateful for all of the blessings that Allah has given him, everything that Allah has blessed him with. And then he's making dua to Allah to be able to do those actions, those good actions that are pleasing to him, that will also further increase him in his rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, concludes with, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And O Allah, by your mercy, admit me into the company of your righteous servants. That the last thing he makes dua for is that, allow me to do good deeds so that I can be amongst your righteous servants. Again, that's the ultimate objective. And we're seeing a few keys to becoming righteous servants just within this dua. And just to summarize, and these are things that we can hopefully incorporate into our days, especially in these last 10 days of Ramadan and continuing after that. Number one is recognizing the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. An exercise to try is that next time you make dua, before you start asking for things, before you have your list ready, pause for a moment and reflect over the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and try to just think about the blessings of Allah that you might have experienced or you might have enjoyed in that day. Let's say you're making dua this evening. Think about all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with in that day, and recognize specifically the blessings that Allah gave you, and then be grateful for each and every single one of those. Think about specific blessings and then show gratitude for specific blessings. And then see what that does to your dua. See what that does to your relationship and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we remember Allah, when we recognize His favors, and then we're grateful to Allah for those, it just puts us in a completely different state. It puts us in a state where we're ready to then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from gratitude, and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in our ability to show gratitude. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in favor, and also increases us in our ability to remember Him and to be grateful to Him. Again, this series is brought to you by Penny Appeal. You can find out more information about the work that they're doing at pausa.org. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to complete the month of Ramadan. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to leave the month of Ramadan forgiven. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to leave the month of Ramadan better than we entered it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.